Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life with your host Avik. This podcast is all about exploring the latest research, sharing personal stories and providing personal tips for improving our mental health and well-being. Each episode will be joined by experts in the field of mental health as well as individuals who have experienced the transformative power of a healthy mind firsthand. Together, we will dive into a range of topics from managing stress and anxiety to building resilience and cultivating happiness. So, join us on this journey to discover new ways to take care of our minds, bodies, and souls. And let's work together to create a healthier, happier world one episode at a time. So, let's get started. Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life. I'm your host, Avik, and today we are joined by Colin Herdman. So welcome to the show, Colin.
Thanks, Avik. Pleasure to be here.
Lovely, lovely. So Colin, like before we start our conversation, I would love to mention this to all of our listeners that Colin is an experienced entrepreneur and the co-founder of Monkey Island Ventures. So his entrepreneurial journey began just after the college, and he's since built over a dozen of successful businesses. Yes. So with a mission to empower aspiring entrepreneurs, Colin and his team at the Monkey Island Ventures are reshaping the landscape of the entrepreneurship. So why to wait? Let's join us as we explore his journey and uncover the valuable insights for your own entrepreneurial endeavors. So welcome to the show again, Colin.
Yeah, really looking forward to this conversation. Thanks so much.
Lovely, lovely. So Colin, to start with, like, what inspired you to start your entrepreneurial journey, and what were some of the initial challenges that you faced?
Yeah, well, you know, I fell into entrepreneurship pretty much by luck. So I graduated from college with a criminal justice degree, and I never took a business class or an accounting class or a marketing class in college. So entrepreneurship was just not on my radar. And just by chance, I had an opportunity to start a direct mail data processing business. And I kind of just jumped into it. And yeah, we started the business in a cubicle in another company, and grew it from there. And yeah, I remember we had to list our assets to get a small business loan. And my assets at the time were a TV, a boombox, and a Super Nintendo. So I didn't have a lot of assets, but I had a lot of drive, and I was really interested in building a business, and ended up building that business and selling it about 11 years later. So for me, it was really kind of trial by fire, learning all about business as I was building it.
Lovely. So, I mean, in any moment or the decision that significantly impacted the trajectory of your business, you can share?
You know, I'd say probably a number of decisions along the way. So, you know, when we first started the business, the internet wasn't, you know, a real big thing at the time. And, you know, like I said, we started it as a direct mail data processing business and then morphed that a few years into it, into more of a full service marketing company where we started to do email marketing and web design and custom development and whatnot. So we really did try and change with the times. We updated the name of the company and the brand, and even built our own software product that kind of ran our company, which I think made it really, really attractive to potential buyers. So that was really kind of, I think, the main thrust of that company was just really learning about business and you know, evolving the company as we saw opportunity.
Okay, okay, got it. So I mean, like, what advice would you give to the aspiring entrepreneurs who are hesitant to take the lead?
Yeah, you know, I would say that, you know, if you have a vision, if there's something that you're really interested or passionate around, to put your energy into that and really kind of give it your all. I think, a few things. One of the kind of axioms that I like to use is, everyone is making up everything all the time. So, whether you're the CEO of Apple or whether you're an aspiring entrepreneur, like, you're still trying to figure out how to solve problems. And I think that's really at the core of, the business that you want to start is, what type of pain are you going to alleviate for people where you're providing value, where they're willing to remunerate you for the value that you're providing? You're alleviating that pain, they're willing to pay something for that. So for me, it's really about getting started and starting to create. It's so easy to just consume information and not really do anything and feel like you're making progress. What I would recommend is, gather just enough information that you feel like you could give it a go and just get started. You're going to learn so much just by doing. So that's the biggest advice that I could give, is to just start doing, start building, network with people, talk to people, and of course continue to learn throughout the process, ask questions, and really, if you can find any mentors, that's a wonderful thing to do as well. So I think just surrounding yourself, the success that we've had through Monkey Island Ventures has really been surrounding ourselves with amazing people. So, with Monkey Island Ventures, I started that after I sold my first company, and Monkey Island Ventures got started with Josh and Zach, who are two childhood friends of mine. We've all known each other since we were about 5 years old, and Monkey Island is the name of a park we used to play at when we were kids. And so that's where Monkey Island Ventures comes from. And we've launched, over a dozen software as a service products over the last 15 years. We have a digital marketing company and a software development company. Those two companies employ, around 40 people, and we continue to build our own product as well. And so I think that's something that we're really passionate about, is just continuing to build. And we've failed at a lot of stuff too, where the majority of the SaaS products that we built didn't end up working out. We built a smart water meter that got funded through Kickstarter, and that unfortunately didn't work out. There just weren't enough people out there that were willing to pay for a smart water meter versus, what people are willing to pay for a smart thermostat. So people care more about heat and air conditioning than they do water. There's just been a lot of learnings that we've had along the way. And I would say, focus in on areas that you have interest in. Nothing is going to carry you further and longer. And you're going to face a lot of obstacles than having a true interest in what it is that you're building. And so that's just vitally important. So all that being said, I think, words of advice are, if you have co-founders that you really trust and believe in, I have Josh and Zach, and that's been wonderful to have business partners that are really sharing in that journey, that, be willing to, take calculated risks and build around things that you're interested in, where you see there's areas of opportunity. And just be in the mindset of, having strong opinions that are lightly held, which means, you feel confident in what you're doing, but if data, shows you otherwise, that you're willing to change course and make changes. So I think that's really important, is just being very attuned to obstacles and opportunities, and evolving as you build your business.
Got it. So, what role do you believe the mentorship plays in the journey of an entrepreneur? And have you had any influential mentors along the way?
Yeah, so I'm sorry, what was your first question?
So mine was like, in the mentorship, like, so what role do you feel like mentorship plays in the journey of an entrepreneur?
I think it's really important to be a mentor to your team, being a mentor to your community, sharing your knowledge. And mentors can play different roles. You may be a mentor to a group that you're meeting with once a quarter. You may be a mentor to an individual and you're meeting with them weekly. You may be able to help guide, an organization that you're volunteering on, that you really believe in. But a lot of it is, being able to give back some time, being able to share yourself with people and with organizations where, you're benefiting them, you're benefiting the community, and really that strengthening comes from people working together. And I think that's just incredibly important, and it's incredibly rewarding. And then as far as like mentors for me, I've had a few mentors. Some certainly are very close in terms of just like family members that have been wonderful mentors to me. Professionally, I would say that, there's even some shared mentorship between Josh, Zach, and I, where there's certain times where, one of us will kind of take the lead on something and guide and, really kind of be the energy for something that we're working on. And at other times, it might be somebody else. So, and we've certainly had advisors and mentors in the different companies that we've had over the years. So like I said, surrounding yourself with wonderful people and great talent really adds a lot of thrust behind what it is that you're working on.
Right. So, failure is often seen as the natural part of the entrepreneurship, but if you can share a failure or setback that you have experienced, or maybe you have experienced in someone, and how you guided him or her to overcome that.
Yeah. So, in terms of like individual failure, whether it's if it's something attached to myself or something attached to one of my business partners or one of our employees, for me, it's really trying to step away from blame and really focus in on trying to understand what happened and learn from it. And, as long as, good intentions were always present and that someone, wasn't trying to take advantage of a situation, then I think it's really about what's the learning opportunity here and how do we try and ensure that whatever mistake or failure took place just doesn't happen again. From a business standpoint and failure, I would say that one of the biggest things for us, and it's a problem that a lot of entrepreneurs have, especially in the startup world, which is kind of that product market fit. And we've jumped into a lot of products where we probably overbuilt the product before we had product market fit, and then eventually realized that the market doesn't really need what you have. And so, what you want is to identify a pain or a problem and then figure out a solution. You don't want to try to create a quote unquote solution and go out looking for a problem that could fix. And I think that's one of the things that a lot of entrepreneurs can get kind of stuck on, where they think they have a great idea and they start to execute on it. And then they realize that nobody really wants what they have. And so I think a lot of testing can be done that if you're providing a product or a service, that, you can go out and talk to people, you can create landing pages, you can do small amounts of advertising, and just see, are people really interested in what it is that you're building, and get them involved as soon as you can in what it is that you're building, because that is going to be a great indicator if people want what it is that you have. So, that would probably be one of our issues over the years, is Jumping into stuff too quickly and just starting to build without doing enough validation. But at some point, you know, you're only going to get so much validation, and then you just have to decide whether to take that leap and start building. And, you know, so there's always going to be some risk associated with being an entrepreneur. And that's part of the struggle. And that's also part of the joy is, know, feeling convinced that what you're working on is something that people want or need, and building it and being aware of the risks, being aware that you might fail, and being okay with that.
Okay, got it. So, I mean, as an entrepreneur, how do you maintain that resilience and staying motivated during challenging times?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, take that a couple directions. One would be, you know, that I have phenomenal business partners and phenomenal employees and team members that are with me on that journey, and leveraging their energy at times gives me energy. So, and vice versa. So I think that's great. Again, just surrounding yourself with people, you know, even if it's just one other person, surrounding yourself with other people that you can lean on and trust and build together is just wonderful. The other thing for me personally is, you know, we have a very finite life, and I want to be able to look back when I'm in my, you know, 80s and 90s and be able to look back and say, I lived a vibrant life, that I didn't just settle, that I tried to build. And yes, I may have failed more than I succeeded, but those successes were worth it. And so for me, it's, you know, fairly easy to make some of the really hard decisions when I think about just the finiteness of life. So.
Got it. So, any misconceptions, the common misconceptions about entrepreneurship, like you have came across?
Misconceptions about entrepreneurship. You know, I think one of the bigger thing, a lot of this I think has been fixed over the last, you know, 20 years. But I think back in the day, people were more averse to failure. And feeling like if you fail, then something is wrong with you, and that's a huge blemish on your career or your record. And I think that is less and less true now. I think people respect people that have tried to create something, and even if it didn't work, you get that, you get respect that you, you know, gave it a try, that you, you know, tried to create something and bring it into the world. And if it didn't work, you know, that's too bad, but you move on. So, you know, I think kind of that misconception about failure is becoming less and less of a thing. The other kind of misconception that I would think with a lot of entrepreneurs is that you absolutely need to go get funding for your idea. We just created a guide out of Cloudburst, our software development company, called The Rise of the Non-Technical Entrepreneur. And it's really focused in on how, you know, no-code, low-code tools, international talent, and AI are helping non-technical entrepreneurs be able to build software products easier and easier and easier. And, you know, for us and for entrepreneurs, it's really about being able to take that risk and build something of value. And I think you can do that with less money and less time now. You don't need to get investment. You should try and bootstrap your way into getting something that's getting traction, because what that allows you to do then is to have more strength in any conversations you might have in terms of wanting to get investment down the line. So I would say, you know, don't feel like you have to go out and get investment. You should focus in on how you can bootstrap and create a business without needing investment.
Exactly. So, before we wrap up, like looking back on your entrepreneurial journey, like what are you most proud of, and what are the lessons that you have learned along the way?
Yeah, I probably would say I'm most proud of my stick-to-itiveness, just continuing to grind and build and try and create things of value that other people are willing to pay for. I feel really proud of the people that I've been able to work with, that we've been able to provide, really well-paying jobs that we're supporting. Our employees and their families, that we're contributing to, our community, the business community, being able to provide, mentorship to other entrepreneurs. So, yeah, I think it's just the building of companies of value, and it's, supporting people and building meaningful relationships that I'm most proud of.
Wow, that's really lovely. Great. So, thank you so much for joining on this insightful journey into the entrepreneurship. So, dear listeners, like we have explored the valuable insights and the wisdom that shed light on the path to launching your dream venture. So, always remember that entrepreneurship is a journey filled with the challenges and the triumphs. So, Colin's experiences have provided us with the valuable lessons to navigate this path with the confidence. So, we hope that you have found this episode inspiring and insightful, and we look forward to bringing you more empowering conversations in the future. So, until next time, keep dreaming, keep creating, and keep launching your dreams into the reality. So, thank you so much.